Part of it is that we've also have a significant space between all of us, geographically.
Really?
Jacob lives in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. He lives in East Lansing. Dan does. Matt lives in Pontiac.
Waterford.
He just moved to Waterford. And I live in Ann Arbor.
I was going to say, Facebook says you're out of Ann Arbor. Yeah. How did you?
Oh, really?
We were back in the day, and, you know, I keep Facebook very up to date.
But... Yeah.
And well, if I remember correctly, Facebook forces you to choose a city. You can't just say we're from Edmund,
really?
Michigan. Well, okay, when we started our Facebook page, I'm sure that has changed and in probably creepy and sinister ways. But, like, yeah, it's kind of awkward when you're forced to fill out a form, like when you apply for a festival or something like that, and they want to know exactly where you're from, and you're like, well, we're from Michigan. And
yeah.
People want you to nail it down. I would say we're more from East Lansing, mm-hmm. just because Troy was from East Lansing, but now it's equal.
Yeah.
We're spread apart.
But we practice here.
You practice here.
In the studio. No, just kidding. At Dan's house.
Right.
So how does that work with everyone being so spread out?
Well, it ends up that Jacob doesn't need to practice, so that's good. I would say it doesn't work that well, to be honest, but we're obviously committed to it. You know, mm-hmm. these guys make the drive, and it definitely creates more time between getting things done. And we really only rehearse if we feel like we've got something going on, like we're writing, or I would say when we lived closer, it was more, let's just hang out and play.
Yeah.
But now it's, okay, we're going to write a song, we're going to practice for a show that's coming up or something like that.
Yeah, and traffic takes me like 2 hours from work.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then if it snows, like, we often cancel practice.
Yeah. Or if we're just tired.
Yeah.
or if we're hungry.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything can end the practice.
Yeah.
We've been pretty good the past, 2 months or so?
Yeah. Although it took us almost a year after Troy left to get a show together. Because we had to rework our songs and think about
mm-hmm. how to. We even debated whether or not we wanted to, like, rehash everything or start fresh or just quick. But
find a synth player, like, we didn't know what to do. He was pretty, he helped a lot with writing and did a lot of the background vocals. Has a song of his own on everything we've recorded, I think. So it's changed the dynamic quite a bit.
Yeah. One question I've had for a while before this interview was even scheduled to happen was, we have the I Hate My Food EP mm-hmm. here. And I always just kind of look, every time I play a song off it, I just kind of look it up and I look at it and I'm like, what? Why do you hate your food?
Well, somehow we developed this notion of pulling lines from our songs to name the EPs.
Okay.
And I think we're probably going to stick with that in the future. We only kind of did that with the album title. But one of the songs in that album, there's a line, I hate my food. When it comes from the man. And it's okay. The song's called Teacher. It was about when I was a student teacher. And it's about other things too, but it's just about this notion of you can't control sometimes even what you put in your body, because, I don't know, there's some deep metaphor in there. I don't know. The cover, though, has like a dollar sign and ketchup.
Yeah, and a little hot dog.
And a hot dog. And actually, the pictures from taking that picture are cooler, because there was a cat off to the side trying to eat the hot dog.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you Google it, you can probably find that picture. I hate my food, Hulsa bus, you'll find it.
You might find it.
No, you'll find it. Come on, it's the internet. How hard can it
be? There's everything on the internet.